Yes, ma'am. We got disconnected again. Can you hear
Yes, me? I know. I'm just going to have to carry the handset with me. I'll bring it over here to the coffee table because I think it'll still ring if it's not hang. If it's not in its cradle. I think it'll still ring.
Okay. So you can put me on loudspeaker. Don't hang up the call. Leave your line open. All right.
All right. I'll just leave it there like that.
Yeah, and put me on loudspeaker. Okay.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you know, you can do your work, ma'am. We are still working. If I will leave you, I will say hello. Then you can come and talk to me, okay?
All right, okay.
Thank you. I'm holding a line. Thank you. Yes, hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, okay. We are still working, ma'am. Still the security is working. All right, you can relax yourself, ma'am. Do your work. I'm holding a line for you, okay?
What about my computer? Is that still working?
Yeah, still the work is going on, ma'am. The security is still updating. Just because...
All right, okay. I'll just have to leave it then, shall I?
Yeah, leave it as it is, ma'am. Still the work is going on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm holding a line, ma'am, all right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Remember, don't leave the water stirred and heard often. Use them of the day.
You really don't need anything to get wrong. This is right. Hang, sit, or on the planet. And you can do that anywhere. And just about anything. And I just
love you. My God.
Are you there, madam? Hello? Madam, can you hear me? Hello? 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 Madam, talk to me. I need you. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me, madam?
Yeah, yes, I can just hear you.
No issue, ma'am. You just check your mobile phone. Have you got any phone call from anywhere? Check it. Any missed call?
Yes, there was a missed call. Yeah.
Check it, please.
Oh, hang on. Yes, there was, I think there's three missed calls, or maybe four.
What is the number?
It's 4139440. That's one. And then there's another one's a different number. It's got 61 in front of it, but that's just to get into Australia.
Is there any number starting with 02?
That's a missed call.
It's starting with 02.
No. Oh, hang on. No, they're all from outside Australia. Looks like they got 61 in front of it. That's the call to get in. That's the call to get into Australia.
And you have the receipt which you have got, okay? You have done RTGS payment, not telegraphic. Check the receipt.
The receipt, okay.
It is domestic RTGS at the top.
Where are they? Hang on. The receipt, that's that page. The receipt is domestic RTGS international money transfer.
All right, okay. Now, actually, why I'm asking you, the payment which you have made, it is not credited yet. So, did they told you how long it will take to go through this payment?
No, they didn't say.
Okay, all right. No issue. We have to wait. I think it will take 4 to 5 hours to credit that money, okay? So, what you have to do, ma'am, if you will get any call in your mobile phone from your bank, okay, from the Commonwealth, they will, for your authorization, they might call you in your mobile regarding this payment. You just need to say, yeah, I made this payment. I went to my branch and made this payment, and it is a legitimate. I wish to authorize it. Okay?
Yes, okay.
I think you won't get any call, but in case if you will get a call in your mobile from the bank Commonwealth, simply authorize that payment. Tell them it is a legitimate payment, and I made this payment to my friend. She is my friend, and this is for the house renovation. Okay, I know her, and she is my good friend. Okay?
Yes. All these questions, one of them was spending the money of your own will and have not been pressured or threatened. So that sort of thing. And do you know who you're sending the money to? These are all the questions I had to answer.
Yeah, the same answer, the same question they will ask you, I think, if you will get any call. You just simply tell them, yeah, I know this lady, she is my friend, and this is for the house of renovation, and I'm happy to make this payment, okay?
Yes, all right then, okay.
I'm on the line to do your work. Yeah, sorry, go on.
this is all very weird for me. I just hope I'm not being scammed.
Ma'am, don't worry, ma'am. As I told you, you are in a safe hand, ma'am. Tomorrow we will send our engineer. He will show you his ID proof. And whatever we have done, you will get all the paperwork by him as well, okay? Don't worry.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I'm on the line, do your work, okay?
Yes, I have to be careful.
If you will get any call in your mobile, don't miss that call. Answer the call, might be the bank will ring you, okay?
Oh, okay. Yes, I don't know what the bank's number is.
It will start with 02. Okay, 02.
Oh, yes, of course it will, yes. Okay. Although my bank's in Tweed Heads, although the main bank would be in New South Wales, I'm pretty sure. It'll be 02.
Yeah,
it's 02. Yes.
I'm on the line, do your work, okay? And if you will get any call in your mobile, don't miss it. Simply talk to them, okay?
Yes, all right then. Okay. It's got to be a 02, though, not the plus of the sum. Oh, all right, okay, I'll hang this landline up now.
Leave
the line
open, okay, and do your work. I'm on the line.
Oh, okay, I'll just leave it then.
Thank you.
All right then, I'll put it down on the coffee table. I might come over to the coffee table and have a coffee and a read or something. You'll just have to yell out if you want to speak to me, okay?
Okay, all right, ma'am.
Choice, which is a name. I don't know which grandfather it was.
sorry about how the Fiona drove along the western side of Tasmania and along the North Coast, and that's the only place it grows. I think it's a great plant for any garden, very hardy, requires very little maintenance, and it provides nectar in the autumn. I think it's really wonderful to have the garden come to a mature stage the way it is. There's always new plants to plant, plenty of room, new things to try. So I can see myself being here and propagating and growing things for many years to come. Thank you.
Are you there, ma'am? Yes, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I have just heard a sound of your mobile. Could you please check your mobile phone? Have you received any text message?
Yeah, I just heard it. I'll just have a look.
Okay. Check what message have you got.
Let's see. No, I think they're the same. Hang on. Wait a minute. A missed call. That was a missed call. 4139440 I'll just have a look and see. It just says you missed a call. Caller didn't listen. Yeah, I think that's the same. Same one.
52. And what is the number, ma'am?
The number, that one, the one I just read out to you, there's another one here, that's 4133-52192.
Okay, all right, okay.
And other numbers as well.
What is the other number?
The other number is 4119-19965.
Yeah, all right. Okay, no problem, ma'am. That is a, I think that is a different number. Okay, no problem. You can do your work, ma'am. I'm working. If I will need you, I will say hello. Then again, come back and talk to me, okay?
Yeah, okay. All
right. I'm moving the line. Thank you.
Okay. You'll have to shout really loud because I might be over by the sink somewhere.
Okay, all right.
With a productive kitchen garden and apple walk lines with many different ones, fruit garden and rose garden,
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you got the message again?
Yes, I had a look. It's nothing. It's just repeating. There, nothing's coming through. They just
same message.
That does sometimes.
Same message.
It just says that didn't leave a message.
Oh, okay, all right. What message have you got, ma'am? Same.
Hang on. Those three that I read out to you,
They're
all just messages that didn't leave a message. They just didn't leave anything. And this one here, I don't know what this one is, it's the same thing. It's a different phone number, that one. It's 411544500.
Okay, all right. Okay, no problem.
And then there's another one.
What is the another one?
That's another missed call. That one says that's 412796928.
Okay, all right.
And there's no message there.
Okay.
Thank God they're all messages. There seems a lot of them.
Okay, all right. No problem, ma'am. You can do your work, ma'am. I'm still checking the security. I'm still working. You can do your work. If I will need you, I will say hello, then come again, all right?
All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Important enormous spiritual stature, which actually hadn't really been quite forgotten in about 1900 when this jewel was made. So royalty would have access to a cabinet before they went here, there and everywhere, which was supplied by jewelers, and they could take gifts they thought were right caliber for wherever they were visiting. And of course your ancestors were very suspicious of high, didn't they?
Yes, our grandmother was royal
as well, but
because these are both
diverse from the No, I think that that's certainly and certainly not brooches with royal titles on them, but they're fitted into a different pattern now, and it's almost like an all-star from the Queen's season, and from that point of view, it does make it a valuable object to collect for you. But nonetheless, I can tell you that I think all the people who are fascinated by European royalty, fascinated by the sovereignty of Sweden, would be very pleased to give you, well, £2,000.
Really? My
turned off as a red key, but apparently a ship, but
this is one of the family legends. Quite a small house. Two it is. But the first enterprise you had was actually found in a coffee shop on the shores of the Red Sea. It must have done well enough. They had to basically a bomb to set up separate hotels. And this is 1848, and it was already well established.
The only detail was that there was much of Cairo at the time that was just a mosque and on the hotel right next to each other. They did not get necessarily lost as well, I'd imagine. So, what's going on with that?
Okay. This is what was used to protect the hotel by the doorkeeper. That is the doorkeeper. That is my great great grandfather's German back table. And I understand that when they came back to England, which was sometime in 1850, the English coast arrived on the way to India and stopped off on the way to the hotel. So this is the old landing, this is the whole story.
It's incredibly pretty well.
That is my great-great-grandmother. They met because she was coming back with an English family from India, which is the governor. And that's my great-great-grandfather and Stephen Tyrone.
Oh, what a fantastic group of things. And together they tell an extraordinary story that they met of a lost time. This is what you can do. You can open a window on that timing, and you can live it almost as if you were there again. I mean, they're not great good works of art, but
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Again, you got the message, ma'am?
Yes, but they're not really messages coming through. They're just reminding me that I've got them all there, all the same messages, that there's nothing there. They've just said that there's no messages. That I missed a call. That's just a message to say I missed their call.
That is a missed call alert message, right? So from which number? Still you got the same number?
No, but further down there's a same number.
Same number? Is it starting with 0411?
Let's see. Which one do I... That top one. That's
yeah.
4139. And there's 4119199965. Obviously,
what
that says a missed call as well.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, no problem.
Message.
Okay, you can leave it, ma'am. We are walking. If I will leave you, I will say hello, then talk to me again, okay? You can do your
work. Yes, okay. I feel like I should delete all these numbers because it's the same.
No, you can leave it. Leave it, ma'am, leave it. Leave it.
Okay.
I can see that the council's date is 1910 here.
He finds him out just before the expedition. A few weeks ago, I went to the Stockholm Institute at Cambridge with my collection of artifacts to see if there was any resemblance. And there was. There was a map on display, the same as this. So I spoke to the museum curator, who was more interested in the customs. And the customs were the same as what were on display. So, I doubt there are any people who don't know the story of Captain Oak. When Scott and his four accompanying men made that last push to the South Pole, they didn't know that they'd already been beaten. And when they got there, there was this tent in a nose. And I can't begin to imagine their disappointment having been beaten up. Grueling expedition. They were exhausted, their supplies were low. Captain Oak got into his terrible tales of late, but the men would not abandon him. At the point at which they were literally on their last legs and not likely to make the last way station, we all know the story of how Oak walked out of his tent. He said, "I was going out and I made some part." And that's the emotive thing about it. We look at him as a hero, he gave up his life to hope that he would save his friends. In the end, it made no difference to them. They all perished. Now, these items, if they are these, are tangible connections to that event. And they're so emotive in that. In a way, I can hardly even imagine that they are. Obviously, absolute trust is that we have to prove that these belong to them without a doubt. We need to know what was recovered from the pen, redistributed to relatives, and see basically if these were amongst those items. So there's a bit of research that needs to be done. It's a sample, indeed, of this military communication, and this is the artifact that was missing at the South Pole. Then I can certainly say to you that we would be looking at an auction value of £60,000 to £80,000.
Never ever goes at any thought, value-wise, because they're just a bit of history.
So, first off, before I launch off on this, I want to know how it fits into your life, please.
It was always on my dressing table, stuffed full of everything, because it was just the ideal shape, each pens and pencils.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you there?
Yes, hang on.
Again, you got the message?
Yes, it's a bit of sound this time. I wish it would stop. I'm getting a bit fed up with it.
Okay, what message have you blocked?
Hang on, let me see. Now, that looks like a phone call. Krista's telling me I've got a lot of notifications. That's just Facebook.
Or Facebook notification?
Yeah, that's Facebook it is.
Okay. And have you received any missed call, ma'am? Missed call?
Let's see. No. Missed call. Hello. No, they seem like they've all disappeared.
Okay, alright, okay. No problem, madam. You can do your work, ma'am. We are working, we are checking the security. If I will need you, I will say hello, then come again, okay?
Yes. It doesn't seem to be any more messages coming through.
Okay, right.
Oh, dear.
I don't even know. There's not enough. here this morning, and a little bird told me it was a part of the thing brought in. I thought, all my Christmases this morning. Here, a Donald Trump charity. Jeff, it's no joy, it's yours. Tell me about it.
Well, that's great for going to find a shop.
So, what time is it? So we've got rather heavy ready board with a yacht on the front. And inside, look at that. All these vanity items from the Trump Princess. Now, what was the Trump Princess?
Maybe it's all from yachts.
Well, there's many of them.
Damn thing, it stopped.
Unfortunately, you're holding a beautiful part by one of the greats of the arts and crafts movement, William D. Morgan. But how come you are the lucky owner of this?
Yes, I am indeed quite lucky, Jamie. I used to work at a weekend for a doctor friend of mine who was doing a garden for her, and it was a casual client on weekends, and the first weekend she took the I chose a beautiful glass chalice that was put to sale, keeping that place for my migration. And then on the second time there was a tray of Christmas dishes in my house, very familiar to more tiles. And she got plenty of tiles in her house, and I decided to try my back to a lot of blue, cut away, and I like the sort of flow of the design.
So I'm going to ask, how many hours' work did it take this home as the reward?
Oh, about 2 hours. And then I'd be working in the garden, and she would just give me bits of old string or bits of old type, tie up the big trees, and if it slowed down the following week, you type them up again with a big tree or even some old television table. But it's still nice being there, sort of a house full of antiques and hearing all the stories about how she collected them.
Well, 2 hours work to walk away with a William D. Morgan 8-inch clothing pile, that's not about hourly labour, I thought, not. Because I thought that was about £150 to £200 an hour.
Really?
An hour.
Gosh, one of those moments in the antique red though.
£300 to £400.
Really? Good lord.
I think you need to go back to garden.
£300 to £400.
My goodness.
Clearly, you must be poppy about poodles.
Well, yes, they kind of take up early life after a while, yes. Then it's 25 years, and this is just part of the collection that has come about from her magic.
Oh, well, so the collection didn't come from the collection.
He came first, and I downsized my home, and being an industrial collector is actually something small.
And it was very specific, obviously.
But she was collecting it. I understand this is only part of the collection.
Well, it is part of the collection on James Day, yes, yes.
And what was she wearing? You wear a single earring?
Yes, I do. It's mostly it gets moving. It's a working collection.
There's a little pendant there, which is producing and it's moving.
So, yes, and yes, it's a little, that's the earliest piece I have, which I think is early Edwardian. And the clip of the poodle suggests that it is that 7th century era.
I particularly love the evening fact.
And that's what I do use.
I'm sure you do. And is that a recent acquisition?
A couple of years ago, I think.
Yes.
And then you've got the Barbie here. What kind of location?
Well,
Barbie's been with me ever since I was about 2 years old. She's given to me by my father when I was very, very tiny, not too tiny really for Barbie, but that's me.
I have to say,
to be totally transfixed by the sense of its useful combination of vulnerability with comedy, which I don't think I'll ever get that paint out of my mind. Tell me anything about it.
Yeah, they used to stare at me on a friend's bookshelf, sort of straight at me when I was sitting there. And unfortunately, my friend died, and I became the executor. And it was hard work, and the widow decided that I should have this line. I really didn't like it too much.
Very much of the elderly lady and mature artist and lots of horses
And of course, she lived locally, didn't she?
She lived in Baddingham, which is not far from here.
But of course, she was also a war artist, didn't she?
She was. I believe she had a stuff in the factory that one of the papers in the Imperial War Museum at the beach.
Yes, right, yes. Yeah.
And that must have been quite shocking to be going to do that. She'd be going into something like dancing and have to portray in canvas what you saw. I try to imagine what that must have been like to carry that memory with you from that day on.
So, you know, you've got local interest, you've got a connection between artists and you, and the system, which is absolutely brilliant. Can't get much better. I think we've now got Peter Valley, which is my guess. And the only thing I've been, coming up at auction quite regularly for us, and they do vary. They can vary anything from a few hundred pounds to £2,000. I think this is a particularly good equine painting by her, and as such, I'm going to put a value of £1,500.
Thank you. It's a very special painting to me. It's one of the beauties of me, and the connection was fabulous, but it's never going to be sold anyway. It's far placed and it's staying there.
What can you tell me about this little old table here?
This table, well, I haven't had it very long.
Right.
I had it about 6 or 8 weeks ago in a charity shop in the Rome in Italy. Someone's kindly delivered it. And when I opened my garage to pop it in, ready for me to work on, I mentioned to him that I was thinking of rubbing it down. Just that, I said, rubbing it down, and he became action faced and said, please don't do that. And he virtually said, please, please. And he sort of stroked it affectionately and said, he said, it's on. So I didn't, and it made me wonder what it is. I mean, he said something about the mechanism on the back and how old it might be. He gave me an idea of how old he thought it was. And
how old
he thought it was? He said he thought it was George III.
Right.
1790, and I think something like that.
Right.
And that the first case mechanism on the back was unusual. I just haven't used it.
Yeah.
I thought if I made this sort of a chalky grey, maybe, it was going like that. But now I can see by your face, it's
a bit of a shame. Can I have a talk straight? You wouldn't have been the first person to paint upon a
room.
No. Or you won't be the last person who can consider painting rooms. This kind of furniture has reached an all-time low. But now, this house of grown furniture is seeing its own progression. It's beginning to go on. The day, he told you it was Georgian, but we see the.
Oh, did he?
No.
Okay.
In my opinion, this is George II.
Oh.
It's got something fortunate. If you get later, from the 1715, in the 1750s, they become more elaborate, and that was something that was a fashion. Everybody wanted hardcore papers. The reason why is that they were invented with the guy for cool.
Oh,
indeed. Yes. Oh, indeed.
Okay.
And he pointed out the bird code.
handed down in the family to my mother, who is Elizabeth. And she, I think she received it sort of when she was fairly young.
So why did you give it to her?
Because she, her birthday is the same date as this document was the first time. So it was given to her because it was the same birthday.
And her name is Elizabeth?
Her name is Elizabeth. And her married name began with an R, and then of course she used to find her name, Elizabeth R.
Oh, yes. Let's get down to the document itself. As you can see, it is an absolutely pristine condition. As a lot of these documents were, they're on vellum, which is the skin, of course, and it's been folded and tucked away. So the writing is as bright as it was, including Elizabeth's signature, which is in a slightly different colour, browny thing. But it's, there it is, the most magnificent signature we have. And luckily, thank goodness, you've given me every sheet that I can actually read. It starts, Elizabeth, I find Elizabeth R. of this job. By the grace of God, Queen of England, France and Ireland, etc., etc. Whereas the bearer of this document, John Mandelman, a gentleman, being very skillful in the making of brimstone, has offered unto us to find such earth as should be beat out the making of the same within our realm. And so she is giving you the license here to go out and seek for what we now know, what we now call sulphur. And of course, there's very little sulphur, I think, in England. But sulphur is the main ingredient for gunpowder. And Queen Elizabeth wanted gunpowder, as indeed most needed gunpowder, and she was sending off this chap a license to find gunpowder in the room of LA7, going to feature gunpowder sort of thing. And it is signed, obviously, Elizabeth R., with the most beautiful, beautiful patent seal here at the bottom. Not a big grand seal that you see on some state documents, but this is much more sort of a business-like thing. It's a patent seal where you put a piece of paper over the sealing wax and then place the seal on top of it. And here is the seal, you can see the fleur-de-lis there of France and the lion of England. And the date, as you so rightly say, looking at my clip sheet again, is the 25th of August, 1563. Now that's incredibly early, really, for a piece like this. Your mother's birthday, 25th of August, and there we are. So, we have to come to a value.
Thank you.